talking about others. So we stand the Shita of Rav, and we have a lesson in the Gemara that the day Rav Amri, Rav Sari, Shmuel Asa. The Gemara asks, if Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, Ech Yitachem he was Shari, the Gemara explains that was B'chosah still feasible. Now the Gemara turns to Shmuel and asks, how is it possible that in day Rav they held that Shmuel Asa? Doesn't Shmuel hold like Rav Yishima? So Tosis already points out that Chora, in terms of Rabbi Shimon, there are various options of having an Easter. Tosis, Yiras Li'olam, which Shmuel, Rabbi Yikol, is Miyay, Li'olam, Rabbi Shimon, is Pirlei, V'hach Vishim, Rabbi Adam, is Good Pocket, of Pesach, Hutzarech, V'hach Vishim, Rabbi Chibari, Nachal, Adam, Hutzarech. Fine. So the fact that there's no internal spirit within Shmuel, that appears to be okay. But the problem is that Shmuel, the Chora, can't go against Beis Hillel. And here we have a Mishnah, a Mishnah Nida and Dachan of Galan and Beis, Yinokesh Religiyas Manaviros, that the Mishnah is dealing with the question of how do we know whether we have Dam Musulim, which is Dam Maka, which is Tahar, or we have Dam Nida, which is Tamei. Dam is Dam. And most people are not going to know the difference between Dam Musulim and Dam Nida. So we have the Mishnah divides women into different categories. Yinokesh Religiyas Manaviros, and then we have a situation of the Giyas Manalirot, and then we have a case of actually Rasa, then we have a case of Bulgaris. Oh, Halakhla Maisa, we don't pass on any of this. Halakhla Maisa, we pass on the matter, it's irrelevant. The Giyas Manalirot, Lohi Giyas Manalirot, whether she's a Kitana, whether she's a Nara, whether she's a Bulgaris, we give her Bia Rishona, Rizehu. Bia Rishona, we assume that the Dam is Dam Besulim. After Bia Rishona, we assume that all Dam is considered to be Dam Nigus. However, within the context of the Mishnah, we have a distinction between the language of Beis Shammai in Bereisha and the language of Beis Hillel in the Seifa. Beis Shammai speaks about Arba Leilos. Beis Hillel speaks Ad Motzai Shabbos Arba Leilos. So the Gemara assumes, kind of, we have over here a Chiddush in terms of Shabbos. My Kamashman, what would be the Chiddush in terms of Shabbos? Kind of, a Kamashman, the Shari Lemivel, the Shabbos. Anyway, so we have the Chorah over here, Raya, against Shmuel. How does Shmuel say, Osir Livol the Shabbos? They say, Lo holds Murtav Livol the Shabbos. So my answer is no. We said the Mishnah is Lukimta Kishav Baal. There already had been a previous Bia. The Chorah, we have a Chiddush on Shabbos. What's the Chiddush on Shabbos if we had a previous Bia? Kiddush Shmuel, Gamar Shmuel. This is Shmuel Lashitasa, Pirza, the Chukah, Muta Likanesva, the Shabbos, Afal Pisha Meshir, Soros. Namely, that in the Bia Shia, we have a Chiddush, that we view the Dam, which is coming out, as being a Dam that already stems from a Pirtz of the Chukah. There already is a Pesach. There already is a Pesach. And now, we have an expansion of the Pesach, and that's not considered to be a Malacha on Shabbos. Why is the expansion of the Pesach not considered to be a Malacha on Shabbos? Why Muta Likonis the Shabbos? We have Meshir Tzoros. So Rashi explains that this is Shmuel Lushitato. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. And Meshir Tzoros, Dilma Machadol Purita, Umisteka Lashinabe. This is a Dabar Shem Amiskavin. Dabar Shem Amiskavin is Mutar. When you have a Sikresha, you only have a problem. But here you already have a Pesach. And the question is only maybe expanding the Pesach. And it's only a maybe, Misteka. Misteka Lashinabe, we hold Dabar Shem Amiskavin. That's kind of this Gemara. It's an our Gemara over here, fits in very, very beautifully. However, if you saw all the Rishonim are bothered that the Sugya in Nida doesn't go the same way as our Gemara. The Sugya in Nida feels that you can't be Medayik from the Arba Leilos anything, even if it's in Motzei Shabbos. Maybe it's a din of Yamin and Leilos, maybe it's a din of Ritzufim and Enam Ritzufim. Always another Gemara over there says that Shmuel teaches us that actually Bo Lachatchila on Shabbos. The spirits of the Chukah, Muta Likonis Chavish Shabbos. What's going on? Our Gemara brings in Shmuel in terms of Bia Shnia. The Gemara over there brings in Shmuel in terms of Bia Rishona. So the Rishonim basically are machalik that the Gemara is working with different Rishonos. That our Gemara is assuming that we have a problem of Chabalah. That's what Rashi points out. Dilma Mechbal Purta. We're dealing with an Easter of Chovel. Masha'ink. And the Gemara over there is assuming Dam Nifkid Pocket. Dam Nifkid Pocket. It's a question of Petah. There Shmuel says, Pirtzah Tachukah, Mutah Likanek Ere Shabbos. Amo Pishim Meshir Tzoros. Well, Chorah, Shmuel is saying something totally different. if we learn Shmuel as a Bia Rishona, or if we learn Shmuel as a Bia Shnia. If we learn Shmuel as a Bia Shnia, all Shmuel is telling us is that we pass him like Rabbi Shimon, namely that Dabar Shem HaMeskabin is Mutter. If Shmuel is talking about a Bia Rishona, then this already goes back to the Gemara on the famous days. What happens in Bia Rishona? That the Gemara and the Achayim and Beis assume that in Bia Rishona, even if you hold Dam Vitzkid Kakid, Becholzot, if you hold the Petach Utsarev, you have a Malacha of Binyan. You have over here a problem of creating a Petach, Yesh Me'ayim. If we say that Shmuel is talking about the situation of Bia Rishona, then Shmuel is telling us that the Besulim don't make a wall. That the Besulim just there is a Petach. But there's a petach, a woman can menstruate, so there's a petach, even over in the Sulim, the dam can come out. There's a petach there, but it's a petach dachuk, it's a pirka dachuka. And over here, when the Baal goes in, he's meshishroos, that's a davar shein on this kaveh. Namely, that Shmuel is defining the situation of Bia Rishona, not as creating a petach, but rather as only the possibility of being marked in the petach. And that, you know, so that's something that relates back to the sugya on the famous days. Sugya on the famous days, we dealt with the question of we had to bring in hataya, etc., in order to get around, the question of sugresha. According to Shmuel, if you weren't Shmuel on the level of Bia Rishona, Shmuel is telling us that there is a petach, and all he's doing is that he's perhaps expanding the petach. So it has much more of a chiddush within the sugya nida than within our sugya. Yeah, but I have nothing. Nothing meaningful to add to what the Rishonim or Akronim say on the sugya up to this point. I hope I have something meaningful to add from this point on. Just take the Gemara as it comes. Then the Gemara asks another kasha on Shmuel. How can Shmuel say they not allowed to be boel? They're not allowed to be boel on Leil Shabbos, so it's usher, because we have over here malacha. I, Moshe Rabbi Yosef, cost on Potter Mikriya Tzma Laila Rishona, Ad Moshe Shabbos in Lo Asa Maisa. So here it says black and white. We're doing the case of Lo Asa Maisa, talking about a Bia Rishona, and we're saying that the cost is Potter from Kriya Tzma because every night he could be boel, and he could be boel also on Leil Shabbos. So it's Potter from Kriya Tzma, even Leil Shabbos. My love, the Torah, the boy of the Mivah. So Tanira, we have over here a tirga that passes in from Kriyatma, and this tirga is relating to a bia that's going to be. So Tanira, there can be a bia even on Leil Shabbos. That's the kasha that Rav Yosef asks. So to answer that kasha, Rava brings in that we have a machlokes tanoim. Not everyone holds that on Leil Shabbos the chosen is part of Kriyatma. Yitzchakim Leil Shabbos, Leil Shlishi, which is Shabbos, here the Chatzim is really Chayav in Kriyat Shema because he's not allowed to be Boel. So if he's not allowed to be Boel, he's no Kirda, etc. And Abaye holds Napito, that we're not dealing over here with a Tirda pre-Bia, we're dealing with a Tirda post a lack of Bia. Because the Tirda we're dealing with is that he's Mitzayer, that he couldn't be Boel. Mitzayer Shelo Baal, and that's what talks him from Kriyat Shema, that's irrelevant if he'll be able to be Boel on Shabbos, or he won't be able to bowl on Shabbos. So within the narrow context of our sugya, the kasha on Shmuel is neutralized. But the problem is that in the course of explaining this tour of Kriyat Shema, which stems from Tirda, the Gemara distinguishes between two forms of Tirda. There's Tirda the mitzvah, which is poter from Kriyat Shema, and there's Tirda the reshus, which is not poter from Kriyat Shema. The tirda of the chasan, which is poter from Kriyat Shema, is called tirda the mitzvah. Either tirda that he's about to be boel, it's a chana for the bi'ila, or a tirda that he can't be boel. That's also considered to be a tirda the mitzvah according to Abaye, very, very usual shita. That's also, however, considered to be a tirda the mitzvah. However, what is not a tirda the mitzvah? Tava sinasa biyam, that's a tirda the rishus. Someone gets bad news from the stock market, gets bad news from his investments, and he's got an arid, he's not part of Kriyat Shema because he has his tirda de rishus. We tell him, Rasul Vedaita, we tell the person, catch hold of yourself, and daven properly. Then the Gemara gives another example of tirda de rishus, Avel. Avel chayav b'chol mitos hamuras b'torah, kanere including Kriyat Shema, even though an Avel b'chol is torah in his Avelus, Kanereh, the tirda of the Avelus, of the Avel, is a tirda of the Rishus. That's the assumption of the Gemara. And Rashi puts it in very, very strong language. Avel Avel Torah tirda de Rishus, she'ein sa'aro mitzvah. Apal pisha Avelus o mitzvah. Enachinami, the Avelus is a mitzvah, but not the tirda. There's feeling in the heart of Tzara, that's not a mitzvah. Rashi in Sukkah takes it even one step further. Rashi in Sukkah, on Daf Kafei over there, explains why is the tirda of an Avel tirda de Rishus. So he says as follows. Tirda de Rishus, Afal Pishu Chayav Benhot Aveirut Shom Ne'ila, Rechitza, Sika, Laharos Kvod Meito, Eino Chayav Lehitztayer. I mean, Avel has certain obligations. He has nihugim, nihugi avelus that he's chayavin. However, in terms of tzar, matitom, let the Avel simply be made to daito and say kriyat shema. This lechora is a knockout punch to the way the Rav wanted to understand avelus. We were dealing with the whole question of how does avelus and at Sheva Brachas, so why do they clash? And we said, lechora, on the level of Yehugim, there's no clash. Let a person have Sheva Brachos and be an Avel. What's the problem? Where do they clash? They clash on the level of Kiyum Shebalei. That the concept of Sheva Brachos is a Kiyum of Simcha, and the concept of Avelus is a Kiyum of Avelus. And here, Gemara seems to say just the opposite, and Rashi clearly says just the opposite. Chayav Linhog Mi'ilo Lefitza Sika Laharos Kod Mesav. Eino Chayav Lehiz Tateh. That there's no Kiyum of Avelus Shebalei. Here's like Yishai Leibowitz, right? You know, it's that Judaism is a set of rituals. You have to go through these rituals, but in terms of the heart, your heart can be in wherever it wants to be. Your head can be wherever it wants to be. There's no, you know, that's not Judaism. Judaism is just Yitzchak Hasa Shalom. I didn't mean to compare this, just to wake you up. But over here, it appears to certainly be going against what the Rav wanted to say. The Romans wanted to say, no, we have two dinim, that the maisim are mais, nidugi avelus, but the kiyum is the kiyum shibalei. And over here, it seems to be going the opposite direction. So there are two possible directions that I am aware of to deal with this question, one of which Rav Eichmann brings in his volume, Rishima Shiurim on Sukkah over there on Daf Cafe. And the other one I want to suggest to you off the top of my head. Rav Rachman over here says, Lafum Riata, given Rashi Kantumuhim, Hare Iker Chias Piv Avelus, Husha Avon Yitzar Belibo, Al Avdan Nezo Kenmuch, Bahari Havacha Pinin Avelus, the Mukhach is that through the Rav Bar. You could simply say, you see, over here, the Rav is wrong. Right, that's true. It's all a mistake. It was all just you know, it was a yortzeit shiur, but every yortzeit shiur. So it's a yortzeit shiur. You can disagree with yortzeit shiurim as well. And even though it fits very nicely into everything that we learned in terms of Yom Kippur and in terms of Shabbos and in terms of Sheva Brachos, everything fit in. But it could still be wrong. Even if it all fits in, it could be wrong. However, the Nir Eli, so I don't know who the Nir Eli is. I don't know what the Nir Eli is. This is what the Rav said in shiur. Or this, I seem to recall that was in shiur. I don't recall the Rav saying it. But it could really be the Rav Rankin went over to Rav Nachman after shiur. And he asked the Rav after shiur things, and I didn't stick around. I was, you know, why you? I used to leave. The Nir Eli is Sheha'avel Chal Chiyuv Shal Tzidu Kadin Ulevarech Al Harashe Karahu. Bichlal chiyuv zeh mutelet alav ha'achoriyut dafka l'tasek b'mitzvot u'l'tayyaman. Kikach mar'eh shu mekabel alav gezar yud b'chol libo. That aside from the avelus shebelei, the avel also has a chiyuv of being mevarech al ha'ra'ah, the same as mevarech al ha'tovah. Of viewing this as part of God's world. V'lachayin af she ha'avel chayev v'etzter al meso, kishemagi ez manan shal mitzvot, chayev l'havli u'l'tgaber al ha'tzar libo v'lasot mitzvot boro. Namely, that even though Avelus is a Kiyum Shebalev, but the Avel is expected to be able to turn on and off his Kiyum Shebalev like a clock. That he should turn on the Kiyum Shebalev when he's sitting in front of the Misnachamim, and then when he has to say Kriyat Shema, he turns it off in order to be able to say Kriyat Shema. We don't, you know, he can't be covered in his Avelus in saying Kriyat Shema. You have to have your mind on Kriyat Shema. You have to have all Malchus Shemayim. So he's expected to turn off his Kiyum Shebalev to say Kriyat Shema. then turn it back on after Kriyat Shema. That's part of being an Avil. Part of being an Avil is being a Jew. A Jew has a Chiyut in the Kayyim Mitzvahs, so when the Kiyum Mitzvah interferes with his Aveilus, the Aveilus is put on hold, and he's making the Mitzvah, and then goes back to the Aveilus. That's the way that Rashbin understands it. If that's the case, I find that very difficult that should be called in the Gemara Tirda de Rishus. I would call that Tirda de Iser. Namely, when basically saying is no, the Aveilus of the Avel is Tirda de Mitzvah. But there are certain times where he has to override the Tirda de Mitzvah in order to be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. And so if he refuses to override it, I wouldn't call that Tirda de Rishus. I would call that Tirda de Iser. I don't know. In other words, I don't know how it fits into the language of the Gemara. It could be that it's correct, but.
Because
it becomes Rishus to be overridden. I don't know. Okay, in any case, that's what's written over here. Gosh states in the Sefer. But again, I don't know whether this is the Rav said this, or Rav Eichmann said it to answer the Rav. So I would, if the Rav said it, the Rav said it. If the Rav didn't say it, or I think the Rav would have said it, maybe, is that the Rav would have looked back into the Rambam. That's where the whole problem arises. No, everything was said in the Rambam. So let's go back to the Rambam, and let's see whether we really have over here a problem. Rashi is saying, where do we have a problem? We have a problem that we have a stira between Kriyat Shema and the Tsar of Aveilut. Tirda de Rishus, Rashi is defining Tirda de Rishus as Tsar. And even though the Avil is Chayav Linhog Aveilut on the eve of Rechitza Sika Laharach Chodmeto, Eino Chayav Litzta'er. Similarly, in our Gemara, Rashi speaks about the problem as being Tsar. The Ein Tsaro Mitzvah, Afal Pisha Aveluso Mitzvah. No, what would be a way of dealing with the question without getting involved in an Avil turning on and off his emotions like a clock? How else could you distinguish between what's called Tirda the Mitzvah and the level of Kiyum Shebalev HaVeilus, which maybe is really true, maybe there is a Kiyum Shebalev HaVeilus? Between which two concepts do one distinguish? Maybe one can distinguish, yes? Between Tsar and Aveilus. Who says Aveilus is Tsar? When we speak about Kiyum Shebalev HaVeilus, that's Tsar? That's not Tsar. His Avil is not Tsar. Why am I saying that his Avil is not Tsar? Because the Rambam defines what is his Avil. Look in the Rambam, not in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Avil, but in Perek Gimel. I'm lucky, I taught Hilchos Aveilus, so I went through the Rambam. So the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Perek Gimel of Hilchos Aveilus, says as follows. Kol min she'eno mis avel kamo shetzivu chachamim harei ze achzari. Someone who says, I'm above avelus. I don't need avelus. Me and God were like this without avelus. I don't have to be mis avel. Kol min she'eno mis avel kamo shetzivu chachamim harei ze achzari. Ela, what is avelus? What is this kiyum shebalev of avelus? Ela yifached v'yidag v'yipashvesh b'masav. That's Aveilus. The Kiyum Shebalev of Aveilus is Yifached, Yid'ag, Yifashish Ma'asa, V'yachzor B'tshuva. That's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu expects. And the Rambam continues. Echad imnei ha-chabura shemes, tigar kol ha-chabura kulo. Kol shosh yamim rishonim yiris atzmo ki hu cherev munachas lo al tzavaro. Mishol sha'at shiva ki hu hi munachas pekeren zavis. Mikan ve'el ki hu overes negdo bashuk. Calls ever hochin atzmo v'yachzor v'yair mishnato. That Aveilus is supposed to wake up a person. The life doesn't go on forever. Harehu omer hikisa osam v'lo chalu. That the Navi says that with the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a makkah to us, and we don't fear. We don't have fear. Michlal the tzarf lahochis v'lochu. Bechora, that's what they're saying. Previous halacha. Al yitzkasher al adam al meis al yosem vidai. And it's the same way that you shouldn't not have avelus. You also shouldn't go overboard. Shenemar al tivku lemeit al tamudulo. Kolamar yeser midai zehu min hagosh yoser midai shezehu min hagosh shel olam. Hamitzair atzmo yoser al min hagosh shel olam hareza tifesh. Elakeitza yase shloshim lebechit shiva lehesbeit shloshim yomu tisparet v'ashar chamisha dvarim. Then continue. Komishenem is avel. Maybe the person has to be in a proper balance. Not Yoter Midai, which the Rambam calls as Lehitz Ta'er, Hamitzayer Atzma Yosam and Hagbe Shalom HaReza Tipesh, On the other hand, not the misagel at all. But what is the shvil ha-zahav of the Rambam? This is the Rambam of the Shvizah. So you always take a shvil ha-zahav. The shvil ha-zahav is yifachet v'yidah v'yifashvesh v'ma'asa v'yachar v'tshuva. So he's saying that the Rambam and the Gemara don't clash at all, even according to the Rav. That is a kiyum shebalev alavevus, and that comes about because of the ilu, etc. But that shouldn't keep you from saying kriyat shema. B'chol rav ha-hefer. That's kabbalas al malchus shemayim. Right, yifachet v'yidah v'yachsav v'yifachet shemasa v'yachsav v'tshuva. You should say a kriyat shema of Yom Kippur. This is a kriyat shema of Yom Kippur. The tsar, that's tirda derishus. Because they're not self-fulfilled. For the person who is Nifter, he's in a better world. He's in the Olam Shekulo Kav. He's no longer suffering, etc. And in Yitzhak Hashem, we'll be with him. I would miss him. And not only do we miss him, but we have a Kaddish Baruch Hu with us. We're not alone. But the Avelus, in other words, the Kiyum Shebalei, Yitzhakhen, is this intermediate category. That's what I would say. And then there's no steer at all that Avelus of the Kiyum Shebalei is one halacha. And Sa'ar is something which is totally different. Yes?
The one Mamachag is more kind of Sa'ar that we have in the Rosh, is a big Sa'ar that says, you're a teacher.
Yes?
So then why should the Sa'ar just be a negative? It's not Tirta Dushus.
Tirta Dushus means a Tirta that was not Mitzuvah. It was not Mitzuvah. If it's Yosef Midai, then Tirtach. If it's not Yosef Midai, then it's permitted. It's permitted, but that's not the kiyum shebalev of avelut. It's a thing. In other words, it's a thin line, and I'm aware it's a very, very thin line. But otherwise, otherwise you either have to say there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. In other words, eino chayav litzara means eino chayav litzara, there's no kiyum shebalev. And then you have to figure out how the Rambam would learn the Gemara. Anyway, so that's, so I'm offering you direction, yeah?
How
it's a good question. It's a good question. I would tend to assume that when one is in a situation of simcha, that one generally suspends yira and the aga. The only question you would have is from Yom Kippur. And that's a machlokas as to whether we have a kima simcha on Yom Kippur. Were there to be a kima simcha on Yom Kippur, then what I said is wrong. Right? Because the Torah, what Ram is defining as aveilus, is what we feel on Yom Kippur. Pachad, the aga, etc. But as to whether there is a kima simcha on Yom Kippur or not, that's the question. Ram doesn't say black and white anywhere there's a kima simcha on Yom Kippur. So that's an open question. There is no kima simcha on Yom Kippur. I read Yud-Aleph and Yud-Beis. Those are the two albums. I read first Yud-Beis, and then I read Yud-Aleph. Okay, so that's it. Just to understand our Gemara, in terms of what degree of tear do you require for the chosam to be parted from Kriyat Shema, nowadays, you say Chassanim are not potter from Kriyat Shema, even Laila Rishon, because none of us have proper kavana for Kriyat Shema anyway. And for a Chassan to say that I can't say Kriyat Shema because I'm Torah Gali Nefzik Yuhara, right? Anyway, so Sasan Halacha, that yes. So that's a tier that you choose. If you were, I'll tell you what to do. Once I'll tell you what to do. So you did it. You know, so then there's a few of simcha. That should override your pocket in your year, or maybe
it's fair.
Actually,
I
mean, okay, so that's where we're moving to, in a certain degree. What degree of tier does pocket someone from mitzvah? And so this is a machlokas we've shown him within the sugya in Sukkah. But the Gemara over there in Sukkah brings a pasuk to shivtacha b'vaisecha u'b'lechzecha v'adera. And the Gemara has already two drushes. The shivtacha b'vaisecha prat l'osik v'mitzah, b'lechzecha v'adera prat l'chasan. And he can't honor a pasuk ha'besuva, potter from Kriyat Shema. What did it mean? What's going on? Why is it two psukim? This is an example. That's what Rashi says over here by us, that this is the din of osi mitzvah patur min hamitzvah. So A, B, Tosfos points out that the Gemara in Brachos, the girsa there, and the Nafidav and Alfus Hapuch, the Shivtacha Parat Lachasan, Brachach Laderach Parat Osek Mitzvah. So there are basically two directions in the Rishonim. Tosfos says that we have over here two categories of Osek Mitzvah. You have an Osek Mitzvah of Maisa, of Pu'ula. I'm involved in a mitzvah. I am currently, I found an Aveda, and it's a rug, and I'm taking it out. I'm beating the rug. I'm watching over the Aveda. That's one form of Osek Mitzvah. And another is Tirda, the Chasan, where you have a Tirda, a Machshava, that interferes with other Machshavot. That's where you need the two psukim, one for the Maisa, and one for the Machshava. And according to that, the Girsa in Brachos makes more sense. Berechtecha laderech, that's when you're involved, as opposed to the Shivtecha, that's when you're simply contemplating. But actually, that's what Rashi tells us to understand. The Ritva understands that one of them is for the act of the mitzvah. Sometimes two mitzvahs clash in terms of the act. You can only do one act. And sometimes they clash in terms of the hakana for the mitzvah. Like over here by the chasan, it's not the maisa via that's so ser the kriyat shema, it's the hakana. It's his hesher mitzvah. He's thinking about it. And so the tour of osek mitzvah patur min hamitzvah applies both on the level of why you're actually doing the mitzvah and also the hesher mitzvah, building a sukkah and going to be kodesh shuyim. Those two are associated with one another. Sitting in the sukkah doesn't. They have to build the sukkah. So building the sukkah and running to be kodesh shuyim, that's where you have a stira. So between the hechsher mitzvah and another mitzvah. Okay, that's just background. Just be aware that we have these two sukkim. However, Tosas over there asks the question, Tema. The Ran quotes, if you have it in the Ran in front of you. Tema, Tosas asks, in yechol l'chayim shnehem, amai p'tumim. Chora, so what if I'm doing mitzvah A? Why can't I also do mitzvah B? The author, the Adam Sheishal Tzitzis Vedigdo, who tzvilin the Roshal, minitvar bekach nishar mitzvahs? We don't find that. In other words, Tosas was very good. He didn't use Lashon Nekiyah. He could have said every person is Nemo, because a person is Nemo. So he say, oh, do the mitzvah part of another mitzvah? He's becoming one mitzvah, he's part of another mitzvahs. And so Tosas then says, no. That the only time the Tzarech Lomar, the only time that we have this rule that's also mitzvah part of the mitzvah is e mitzvah di mekiyam mitzvah sukkah having mevatel the mitzvahs. When it's one office from the other, e efshar l'kayim shneihem. That's also his rule. If I could do both, I should do both. Even if doing both would bring about a certain amount of effort, I'd have to sit in my head to do both. But if I can do both, I'm trying to do both. When do we say osi mitzvah patur min hamitzvah? If I have to stop one in order to do the other, one is at the expense of the other. That's osi mitzvah patur min hamitzvah. That's Tosus's view. Namely, if let's say I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and the Shliach Tzibur begins Chazaras Hashatz, and there's a mitzvah minigdashni b'sof b'nei Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to answer kedusha. I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So what should I do? Shmoneh Esrei is Rabbanah. Minigdashni b'sof b'nei Yisrael. It's going to have to do a raisa. Maybe I should stop saying Shmoneh Esrei and answer kedusha. No. Out of the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. Because yeshal atayim shneinam. I have to stop one to do the other. And then we have a question, well, which do I stop? Which don't I do? So we say, whatever you're doing, continue. Ein ma'vir en al ha-mitzvahs, also mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. That Tosfos' approach. However, I thought I said it to you, the Ran, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, in the Rish, where the Ran quotes Tosfos, very, very properly, and then it says, v'lo nira l'kein. That's not shat in the sugya. V'lo nira l'kein pashtu de vilsa. And he brings Zayas, that it doesn't appear that way. It appears that someone was on his way to the Reish Galusa. He was invited into a sukkah. He said, I'm sorry, I'm parted from a sukkah. I'm on my way to the Reish Galusa. What's the big deal? Come on, sit in the sukkah and continue on your way. Why? You know, it appears over here the sukkah was there. And he just said, I don't have to sit in the sukkah. I'm going to the hotel because I'm on my way to the Reish Galusa. And it's even though, it was Esher v'kayim shneihem. And then he brings also the chasan. Right? And the chasan is Esher v'kayim shneihem. Let's tell the chasan, get a hold of yourself. Yeah? It's kriyat shema. Yeah? No, I'm sure he'll still get to the Reish Galusa. He'll still get there.
Yeah, but
He can even still get there at the same time. No, this is quite a little more effort. That's a little more effort. But what it'll be is that I'll just have to walk a little faster to make up for the time that I spent in the circle. Okay. That's also a possibility. Never can tell. In the middle of Ukraine. But, I thought my grandma had something like a picture of a mobile, from the Ukraine. So in any case, but the chosan, you know, the chosan, according to Tosas, according to Tosas, you have to understand that a chosan is e-eshelakayim shneya. That he's like, at least say that one of the president states that he couldn't walk and shoot gum simultaneously. In other words, it was hard for him to, he just couldn't. In other words, he did one thing well. He couldn't do two things well. Like, you have people, they come to Israel, they learn great, they go back to why did they fail. Double program is not for them. They're learning. They're in college. Do both of this, can't do. So over here, it's the chosin, he can't do both. In other words, it's not a question of pulling hold of his own, he can't do both. But the Ran understands, no.
He can't
do both. For him, it's impossible.
That's
how Tosus understands. It's Eiv Shalokayim Shneihem. However, according to the Ran, nothing doing. He says, "V'chikach mirali the osek b'mitzvah partum in ha-mitzvah." It's not a din of Mekayeh Mitzvah. Mekayeh Mitzvah is Chayeh Mitzvah. So you're wearing tefillin. So you're wearing tefillin, give tzedakah. There's no stira between wearing tefillin and giving tzedakah. There's no stira between wearing tzitzis and eating matzah. You can be Mekayeh Mitzvah simultaneously. But Osek Mitzvah, if you're dealing with a mitzvah that involves a certain degree of effort, and it would require extra effort for you to do both, then you're partner. Okay? Now, even you could do both, but you don't have to do both. You don't have to put in that extra effort. Because Baruch Hu exempts you. So over here, even when economic, we could tell the chassan, get hold of yourself, concentrate, and he could, you know, mind over matter, put it out of his mind for 5 minutes and say Kriyat Shema. But he doesn't have to. That's my focus over here, simply to what degree we have to reach a stira between mitzvah A and mitzvah B. According to Tosfos, it has to be a case of Eshel Lekayim Shneihem. According to the Ran, even if Eshel Lekayim Shneihem, but lochi vaso haTorah l'troach lochayim mitzvos acheros af al pi she'efshar. Efshar. Now we have over here a very basic machlokas. Yes, yes. That's a very good question. So what Yoni's pointing at is that we have over here two different worlds. Two worlds of osek mitzvah partum in ha-mitzvah. The world of Tosos, the world of the Ran. The world of Tosos is I'm really chayav to do both mitzvahs. Both mitzvahs are on the table. I'm in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and Kedush is coming up. I'm a chayav to do both. But Eifshar Lasos Shneihem. I'm onus on one apatre. You know, it's that because I'm onus, what can I do? And so onus on one apatre, I can't do both. So then, what the pasuk is telling us, Yoni, is which takes precedence. Also, mitzvah pasuk and mitzvah tells us, don't make cheshbonos. This is daraisa. This is rabbana. Don't make such cheshbonos. But rather, whatever you're doing, continue doing. There's a famous shayla. Famous means something I saw. Okay. There's a shayla that's in Yechaveh Da'as. He asks, what happens if a person is saying Shmona Esrei on Hanukkah? And he gets up to Al Hanisim, and the Shliach Tzibur begins Chazaras Hashatz, and it's Mincha, and he makes the cheshbon. He will skip Al Hanisim, and says Shalom Rav, and it will kind of Zor. Then he can finish one before Kedusha. But if he says Al Hanisim Hanukkah, right? Says Al Hanisim, he'll never make it. Is he allowed to skip Al Hanisim in order to be able to say Kedusha? Because after all, on Hanukkah, if you skip Al Hanisim, you're not going to teach Shmona Esrei. It's not like it's a Mishamim on Beis Shetavu Chachamim. You Yotzei Shmona Esrei even without Al Hanisim. And he'll hear it from the Shliach Tzibur a little later on. And this way, he'll get in the Mitzvah Doraisa. He'll finish Shmona Esrei, and he'll get in the Mitzvah Doraisa. So that was the Shaita. So Rav Avadia paskins that he should continue Shmona Esrei. Why? Because of Tosfos's Osek mitzvah, Pater min ha-mitzvah. Namely, that because you can't be Mekayim Shneihem, you can't both say Al Hanisim and Kedusha, but currently he's involved in a Shmona Esrei of Hanukkah, even though Rishon Esrei of Chanukah is Durabanan, and even though it's not Ma'ake, but that's the mitzvah he's involved in. He's involved in a mitzvah kala. But once you're involved in a mitzvah kala, you're potter from a mitzvah chamura, which is waiting in the wings. You don't have to go skip from mitzvah A to mitzvah B. That's the chiddush of the shivtacha beveisecha uvelechtacha badera. If you're involved in mitzvah A, you don't move over to mitzvah B. And you've read a very famous tshuva of the Radbaz. Pretty sure it's a tshuva of the Radbaz. A person is in a non-Jewish prison, and he's told that he can get leave one day a year. One day a year, he can leave prison, and he can daven the tzibur. So he sent the shayla to the Rabbanim, which day should he leave prison? Should he wait till Yom Kippur? Should he wait till Purim? he had the very chavamis. Which day would be kedai for him to leave prison to be dafka to do something with tzibur? So that's the answer they came. Take the first day that comes home. Either the first day maybe Monday, and if we waited until Tuesday, the first day maybe Sunday, and if we wait until Monday, maybe you can hear Kriyas HaTorah also with tzibur. So maybe you should wait until Monday. They'll get in more mitzvahs with tzibur. Also the mitzvah, potem and mitzvah. Take the first mitzvah that comes to you, and that potters you, the other day you're honest. Namely, the moment that you're told you can do A, and you can no longer do B, so then you do A even if it's kal. You don't make cheshbonos. Of course, over there, it's also who says that the guy might keep their word. Mm-hmm. Right? Or maybe they'll change their mind tomorrow. Maybe the head of the prison will change. Well, you take what you can. That's the way people who live in Mongolia have to know how to understand situations. Grasp whatever you can get. But in any case, but halakhically, this is a case of osed mitzvah, kotter mina mitzvah. That's Tosis's approach. But the Ran has a whole different approach. The Ran is dealing with a case where etcher lasso shneihem. Etcher lasso shneihem. Namely, that if I just push myself a little bit, I can build the sukkah and still be kodesh fuyim. I can build the sukkah and still get to my Rebbe and find the Shabbos. But I don't have to. That's a ptur. Namely, I am potur from that second mitzvah. In other words, that mitzvah A potters me from mitzvah B. My nafkamina between the Ran and Tosfos, aside from the obvious nafkamina of Efshar Lasot, of Efshar Lasot Shnehem, according to Tosfos, if Efshar Lasot Shnehem, then you have to do both. According to the Ran, even if Efshar Lasot Shnehem, I don't have to do both. So I pose that to you, a tshuva from the Maharach or Zeruah. Maharach or Zeruah is a fascinating sefer. Chaim or Zeruah, he was the son of the Or Zeruah, the son of Rav Yitzchak or Zeruah, who wrote the Or Zeruah. So he wrote Shelot Tshuvot. The one famous tshuva that he has, again, famous things I heard of it, is in terms of milas. That's usually Dvar Torah given at a Shalom Zachar, as to whether there's a mitzvah on the father to be Malu son, or to see that his son is Nimol. Is it the Totsa'ah or is it the Pula? Nafkamina, does the father have to make the mole a Shliach? You saw Rav Weisberg, turned to Danuki and said, you make me a Shliach to annul your son. So he could have said, well, according to my rapport of the river, I have to make you a Shliach, because my theory is to see that the bris goes through, and the fact that I hired you, I don't even carry my theory. You don't know, there's no union of Shliach, unless it's a Pula. But instead of that, Niki said, yeah. Okay, because it's a Machlokes. In other words, that's the Maharaf or the Ruah views that the din of Milo is not that the father has to be Mal himself, but rather, he has to see to it that the kid be Nimo. Nafkamina, of course, if the father, if a Moel tells the father, I'll teach you how to be Mal, your son. Don't worry, you'll be able to do it. There's a Magain, nothing can go wrong, etc. But this is a father, but two left hands. Does he have to go through this? Does he really have to? Is this his mitzvah? Do we say, okay, mitzvah bo, yosem ibi shlucha? So it depends. If the mitzvah is a mitzvah. So, maybe he should try. If the mitzvah is not the mitzvah, but if the seed that he does, he should hire the best possible moel, and that's his mitzvah. He's the kind of mitzvah of the Mahadrin by hiring the best possible moel. Because it's not a din of shlichus. In any case, that's one tshuva. Here, the Maharach or Zeruah, Kuf Pei Gimel, has a tshuva on our question. What is the din of Osei Mitzvah, Potem, and a mitzvah? Is it like Tosfos, or is it like the Rav? Is it a ptur, or is it a din of onus? And so, he applies it he really goes out of his way to the plane. Look at the bottom of the, in the page that says Samach Beis, in the bottom of the right-hand column of that page. So it says over there, he says that he holds like his father. Kasher Kosav Abba Mori, this is about 10 lines from the bottom.
that his father held like the rod. That the moment that there's effort involved, you're potter from the second mitzvah. And so he says, the Ikumosha Kosla Toso, Shalaka Habugono, Araksa the Nara, he have a treated the mitzvah's key and suka, having mitzvah in the mitzvah son, and cannot feel it by Rishus Namigon, and why you're born with notes Korah. Are you rayim, the mitzvah day, the key and mitzvah suka, yeltu asocharim, the asidu, yipatru bishamitam, teshu kein taduru, yishulka, are you yishenim kutsu de sam? Ela kasher kosav abamarizal, ken yirim, ukafiza, and we want to pass on up on Isa, bahurim hahochim lomod Torah. And with the cases that are given in the Gemara, someone's going to the Kabbal Pnei Rabo, someone who's going with the Shvuyim, someone who's going to the Reish Kalusa, those people are Pashtim Sukkah. He says also, someone's going to Yeshiva. Someone's going to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Pturim Mikola Mitzvahs calls none, Shehem, the Beit Rabam, Kirapista, Rabbah Barahuna, Hayyipaturim calls none, Shaloshamu Hadrasha. If their mitzvahs, if a mitzvah would interfere with their hearing a drasha, they're part of those mitzvahs. Umikomakom im yirtzu levarich al hatzitzis val hatzilin yecholin midi dehave anoshim shepasak abeinu tanzal shehanoshim yecholos levarich al mitzvahs asay shehazman grama uvehachi yuchu lehozi bitzki ashofer atachiyavim etc. Says something very, very radical. He says that let's say we have a case where Ozig the mitzvah part of an mitzvah. I'm on my way to be Kodesh Shluyim, and it would be a pain in the neck for me to sit in a sukkah. I could do it; it'd be a pain in the neck. But I decide to sit in a sukkah. I decide not to take advantage of the din of Ozig mitzvah part of an mitzvah. Who would make a bracha leishiv a sukkah? So the Ran says, according to the Ran, basically a potter. I'm potter from sitting in a sukkah. The only reason I make a bracha is because even women who are potter from sukkah make a bracha. And we pass on Rabbeinu Tam. Had we been Sfardim, had we not passed on Rabbeinu Tam, if a woman wouldn't make a bracha in a sukkah, I wouldn't make a bracha either. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, the whole din of Ozeg mitzvah potter and a mitzvah is din of ones, but I'm chayav in both. If I decide to do the second mitzvah, I'm chayav. Why would I make a bracha? Not because of Rabbeinu Tam. And before it tells us both mitzvahs are on the table. But if I'm involved in mitzvah A, I'm onus in doing, I'm partner for mitzvah because of onus. If I can do both, then I'm chayav in mitzvah B. And if I'm chayav, make a bracha. According to the Ran, even if I could do mitzvah B, I'm partner. And if I go ahead and do mitzvah B, I'm in the category of eino mitzvah ba'osa. Eino mitzvah ba'osa. In other words, I would only make a bracha if a woman makes a bracha. That's the only kind of regular time. Otherwise, basically, there's no chiyuv on me to do that mitzvah. The whole context over here in which he speaks about bachurim holding lomo Torah, that's like really way out. But it's a logical extension, but it's like taking it to the extreme. But the nafkamina that he gives so far is the true nafkamina. According to the Ran, we're dealing with a p'tur, Masha Enkin. According to Tosos, we're dealing with a din of ones. But the moment that I can do both, so then I'm no longer honest. If I'm no longer honest, then I make a bracha. That's one nafkamina. The second nafkamina, I guess.
So according to Tosfos, like let's say a kind of example where it's Yishal Kaim Shteyim, right? Not this example necessarily. And but you go and you leave your mitzvah and you do the other mitzvah. So then you're
I make a bracha. Make a bracha. Right. I was over the din of Ozeg mitzvah and a mitzvah. I did the wrong thing. I made a mistake. Right. In other words, I finished my ones and I went ahead and I said kedusha. So I'll answer Kedusha, because Kedusha is on the table for me. And I'm chayav in Kedusha. Just previously, I was part of the ones. I decided to cut short my ones and to say Kedusha. So I say Kedusha, right? And I'll get the kiyum of Kedusha. I just shouldn't have done it. And so I made a mistake in terms of my shikul hadas. No. Second nafkamina, I photosetted to you a page from Hilchos Avelus. Okay? Well, we have an onen. An onen didn't daven Mayriv because his karo passed away before Mayriv. He didn't daven Mayriv. They buried a nishtar at 8 in the morning the following morning. It still is man shacharis. The question is, does the onen daven shacharis twice? Does he daven tashlumen? So the machaber paskins. Shemispalol shacharis shtayim. I'm sorry. I said the Mechaber passes. You don't grab it twice. But just the page begins. V'lo dami v'shachach v'lo ispava ma'irid ki nisalo shachar ishtayim kevan shabalei lo hayachayim v'ispava. There was no chiyuv to daven on the night. There's no reason to say two shacharis. Come on the taz. I call it a drisha. Because of the drisha, mikan hayahira hu hadim l'misasek v'tzorchei tzibur v'kayotzei bo v'zman tzila. Let's say you have a Secretary of State who is Jewish, and pooped in Mincha time, he is negotiating with the Russians that there shouldn't be a third world war, and he misses Mincha time. Does he daven Maariv twice? So the Drisha says, just like the Onen doesn't daven twice, so also this Mis'asek Tzorchei Tzibur also is Pater Mila Hispalel. U'mitoka Esek Avar Zman Osa Tzila Gam Ken Ein Tzorcha Ashlima. This is a classic Osek the Mitzvah. He couldn't have done both. He was also in the Tzorchei Tzibur. He couldn't daven mincha. So there's no need for him to daven mincha another time. Says the Taz, Tama ani im yatsu elu mipiv. How can a peh kadosh say such shtuyot? And he says, how can you compare? These are apples and oranges. The onen is mufka from tzila. Mashiach came, this person who was a... This individual who was osek the mitzvah achas, he's not potter from tzila. He's just onus. And anyone who's onus is chayav in tashlumin. That's the whole din of tashlumin. Might not come in whether onus A or onus B. And so he concludes at the very end, Ma'ashenikna v'tur machmas tirda, ein zekari potter mitzarat, no lo onus, while the MSE yevshalu is palo, zinikra potter v'lo asr, she'en lo p'nai, hadali tumokhola she'en yochol is palo, ozet zikna tashlumin. But you can't compare that to an onen, kudis hakesef, tama al hadrisha, the shach quotes Luke Zataz, Taz asks a question of Drisha. The law question may be, the dafka ba'onesh shechayav min hadin. Ela mishum da'onesu patur. Dina hachi. Avo kishaloha yachayav min hadin klal patur acharka. Hiltoch ba'osak b'tzarkei tzibur. Teivan da'ino chayav klal min hadin mishum da'otik mitzapak min ha-mitzvah. U'bazen yitchu kol d'varv. We have a machlokes between the Shach and the Taz. Whether someone who misses davening because of Osek and Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, should he say Tashlumin? No, what's the Machlokas? It's our Machlokas. According, if you have the view of Tosas, Osek Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, you're Onus. No, so you're Onus. And in the case of Onus, that's what we have a din of Tashlumin. This is no different than someone who was ill. This is no different than someone who forgot you were Onus. So you're Onus, so you make it up. Mashenken, according to the Ran, Osek the Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. The mitzvah is not on the table, like an onen. You're mufkar for mitzvahs. So there's no reason to make tashlumin. Because if you were, you didn't, that piyum was not on the table. So the Taz is working like, the Taz is assuming like Tosfos, and then Kudus HaKesef is assuming like the Ran. I don't know why they don't quote the Ran and Tosfos, so Chori, that's the Machlokas, Ran and Tosfos. Over here, which got another Nafshimina. Oh, it's the same way, according to the Ran, that the person would only be chayav in a bracha on that second mitzvah if not she would be chayav, especially his pater. So also, there's no reason then to have tashlumin. Ma'ashein kein, according to Tosfos, not mitzvah. If you go ahead and do it, you're chayav, you're honest, and then we have a din over here of tashlumin. So we have okay. So getting back to our chasan, to what degree the chasan has to be tarud? So according to Tosfos, he has to be tarud to a situation of e'ef shel akayim shneihem. Ma'ashein kein, according to the Ran. No, it's e'ef shel akayim shneihem, but he's pater. He's pater from kriyat shma. Because he's tarud in the Bia, that pater, he doesn't have to make the effort of ibo'e le'asuki adayte. That the Torah says, v'shitcha ve'sefach chabaderach, if you're involved in a tirda de mitzvah, you're pater from saying kriyat shma. Nachkimina would be, if the person pushed himself to say kriyat shma, would he say brachos? Would he say kriyat shma b'yirkosel? But over here, by Nashim, it's filas arvus. It's a question. Nashim is both people, and it's filas arvus. In other words, that according to Tosfos, he'd borrowing the chayef to say with brachos. According to the Ran, he'd only be chayef with Nashim under such circumstances would say brachos. whether if he was tarred to the point where he couldn't die, so then would he be chayav tashlum? And again, it'd be machlokes Ran and Tosfos. Okay, that's what we have in terms of tirah. Yeah.
Women have a
din of tashlum, and those tefillot that they're chayav on, women are chayav in tefillah. Rachmana liba doy. Tefillah is not considered to be misasaseh as man grama. Women are chayav in tefillah because they're chayav in tefillah. They're chayav in tashlum as well. But you say basically women are chayav in shacharis and mincha. They wouldn't makabel. Arvus is tefillah reshus. They wouldn't makabel upon himself. Tefillah arvus. You always have the question: what happens if a woman misses mincha? Is there a concept of tashlumin for shacharis? Because you're missing a tefillah. Maybe that's the case where a woman should daven ma'ariv twice. Even if she normally doesn't daven ma'ariv. Let's say you have a woman who lit candles and didn't daven mincha, and she normally always davens mincha, and she was teruda, and she did daven mincha. So the Mishnah Berurah says she should daven ma'ariv twice. I should never daven ma'ariv. Doing this woman never daven ma'ariv. But over here, she can't daven shacharis twice. Because there's no tashlumin missing a tefillah. Okay, so there is a concept of tashlumin, even by women, but you get involved in problems with mine.
Well,
yeah, that's fair. You can't ask a question in front of the and the Gemara. We talked and there is a din of tashlumin. There is a din of tashlumin. No. The din of tashlumin is a din of onus. That if you're onus, if you've been mazed din daven, then there's no din of tashlumin. If you didn't daven but onus, then there's a din of tashlumin. How we define onus is very interesting. He says someone was sleeping, he's onus. When he's sleeping, he wasn't aware of what was going on, then he's onus. And he can be mashlim because he's onus. So the question is, do we compare Hoti the mitzvah patur min mitzvah to the din of tashlumin? If the Hoti the mitzvah patur min mitzvah is din of onus, so it's comparable. My nafkamina, if I was patur, if I didn't daven because I was sleeping, or I didn't daven because I was also for tzarchei seaboard. That's what the Taz says. Mashen came according to the Drisha, also the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah is not a din of onus, it's a din of tour, it's like owning. So the same way owning doesn't have tashlumin, also the mitzvah doesn't have tashlumin. We have two models. We have a model of owning where there's no tashlumin, we have a model of onus where there is tashlumin. And we have Oti mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Is it a din of onus, and then there would be tashlumin? Or is it a din of tur, like onin, and then there's no tashlumin?
If everyone
is an issue, you could say,
if she misses
mitzvah,
she never daven
marriage. Marriage is voluntary. She doesn't want marriage. No, even if marriage is voluntary, the first marriage you daven is always marriage. The first marriage is always voluntary. Even if it's voluntary, that's not tashlumin. Tashlumin is only the second marriage. Okay, what else do we have over here in the Gemara? Just a ha'ara in terms of pe'er. They say that in all there was chayev and all mitzvos except for still in Shememar behen pe'er. Here we have two lashonot in Rashi, one in Sukkah and one in Suvas that appears to be going in opposite directions. What does Rashi say? Shememar behen pe'er. Pe'ercha chavush alecha. You should wear your glory. Yechezkel was told to wear his glory, and he's the Yotzei Dofen. Even though his wife passed away, he was told to be a Yotzei Dofen and to wear tefillin. V'avel me'ulal v'afar karno v'rosho. But an avel is basically rolling in the dust, and therefore ein ze pe'er with tefillin. Pasnish, that an avel should wear tefillin. The avel, in terms of his, again, in terms of his mindset and v'kulei, he's not up there with. On the level of Pe'er, he is Ma'olel Ba'afar, take it Karua Ba'kulei, Ein Ze Pe'er Vitzvillin. Masha'ein Kain, Rashi, Sukkah, same Gemara over there, Adaf Kafeim Aleph, says Shenemar Behen Pe'er, Ve'avel Lav Bar Pe'er Hu, Ukishem Mispa'er, Mare ba'at mosheino avel. Namely, it's not a, you know, is it, we have a stira between one and the other. The question is, where does the stira in which area is this here? In which, is it that wearing tefillin is a hafkah of avelus, or is it that the wearing tefillin is a hafkah kishemispa'er mare ba'atzmo she'eno avel? You're right, it's really two sides of the same coin. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What? Right, no, that's what I wanted to say, but Reuven wants to say no. But anyway, you can see it both ways. In other words, that our Rashi seems to view it that somehow the Gavra of an Asa. Which way? That the
The Rashi is in the third stone, he's talking about that in the chetza of the stone, it's a problem for the stone. But the Rashi in the Sukkah seems to be saying that it's the Gavra.
Come for the Gavra. Okay. Enough, enough. I think maybe this is a better way of putting it. You could say, I see both ways. Okay, you could say that there's a different stress. You know, the question is, where exactly is the stira? On the level of the chetza of the tefillin, or on the level of the Gavra of the other? But the two of them kind of associate one another. Okay, what else is here? Most of the rest we discussed already. In terms of, yes? I don't understand the logic in Tosis and Rashi. Tosis quotes Rashi. Rashi's time of the crook. In other words, the Tosa says we have a Geras HaKosu. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, Perech HaKabu Shalechot Nechal to be Amal Aser. Rashi explains, Pirish, why the Amal Aser. In other words, Nosam Ta'am. In other words, Rashi gave a reason. I'm going to view it as a Sira. Okay, then the Gemara moves back into the world of Hataya. We pointed out the Mabokas Rashi and Tosfos in different Stam. Do we say that because there is a concept of Hataya, therefore Stam an individual is already a Dabashel Miskaven? Or do we say like Tosfos that because there's a concept of Hataya, we'll assume that every person is basically a Bucky because of the robe, and because he's a Bucky, that's why it's a Dabashel Miskaven. But Stam a person, that wouldn't turn into Dabashel Miskaven, and we explain perhaps that's a question of. How do we want to explain it? Does a possibility, like by Karvalik Sikresha, how much of a possibility do you require in order to have a Dabashem and a Miskaven? And then the Gemara brings in Mapis Mursa, this we already discussed as well. Tosus again raises the issue, doesn't deal with it, that our whole Sugi is talking about the world of Sikresha and Darashena Miskaven. So Masri Bravani, Happy Ring Akasha, from the world of Malacha Shein Srikhla Gufa. It's the end of the Tosos Yuramasfil in Gahoti Menalecha. So it says Vitema, Hashmuel, the Malacha Shein Srikhla Gufa, Savalak Rabbi Yehuda, etc. The Ode, Darashena Miskaven, Deshari Rabbi Shimon, Havali Lakshuei, the Lobby Malacha Shein Srikhla Gufa. Came under oath the key and the law of Sikresha. We're talking over here about a question of the question of Miskaven of Sikresha. What are you reading in apples and oranges? The Malacha Shein Srikhla Gufa. So again, a quantum of Chayim is beautiful. Mapis Morsa is a din of Darashena Miskaven. What do you do with the Sugi and Shabbos? So, you know, Tosfos raises the issue, but how do we deal with it? How do we deal with the fact that we have these categories that the Gemara, is bringing from category A and category B and understanding as a kasha, and Rashi doesn't say boo, and that Rashi understood it also as a kasha. Tosfos raises, this is this. Don't know. I'm just leaving that. Maybe Rav Finstein, he's asked to give one shiur in Shabbos. Maybe he'll deal with this matter. Halavai. Okay. Anyway, that I'm leaving as unfinished business. I don't know. Okay, what I'd like you to see for next time is the sugi over here on Zayin Amad Aleph, down to the two dots of Bracha. Now it's down to the third white line. And here we're moving over from Shabbos to Yom Tov. And we're moving into the world of Mitol. So those of you who learned Beitzel last year, so pull out your notes and try and see whether this fits into our understanding of Mitol or not. We have over here 1, 2, 3 very, very important tosas in. In terms of how do we deal with the world of mitoch, which are the tzorech, So to understand the Gemara over here and the Tosfos, you have to go back to Deisa Daf Yudeisa Bar Aleph. We learned the Gemara over there, Gemara, Mishnah, the Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos over there in terms of how far does Hutra Shalol Tzaref go. And then Tosfos over here quotes about five different Gemaras in Deisa, because the Gemara in Deisa on Daf Chaf and Daf Chaf Aleph. So look up all those Gemaras in order to see whether they are kashas or not kashas. Everything is parable. We're learning Deisa, so then the Rush brings in, what do we do with the Sugi Ksuvus Zayin? We're learning Ksuvus Zayin, so the Rush brings in, what do we do with the whole Sugi and Deisa? We'll try and go through those dinim of Mitoch. That should take us to the bottom of the page. To the bottom, in terms of Rishonim. It would say also, the Rambam in Perek Dalet, if I'm not mistaken, had a different view of Mitoch. Look at the Rambam over there in Perek Dalet. And then that should be, that's we netter on Yom Rivi'i. Right? And then next week we'll move over into the Bracha. So, a week from today, I hope that we can do the Sugya until the bottom of Zayim on the days. That's basically the Sugya of Birkas Eirusin. Remember, we've shown him on Birkas Eirusin. And then we'll move over into Birkas Nisuim, which is the Gemara Kasam Aral Tachasim days. And so, Beli Neder, 2 weeks from today, I hope we can begin that test. That's where we're heading for. That's the week. Okay. That's not the worst. It's basically, it's not of Agarit. What we would call Agarit, it is Halacha, but it's not that bad. Okay, so we're moving from Hilchos Shabbos into Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Yisrael Hashem, into Hilchos Yom Tov.